12 to 3 with Casey on Alcoa FM.
The sounds of Maroon 5, Adam Levine making headlines recently, for all the wrong reasons. Won't Go Home Without You, just gone 28 minutes past 2. As part of our South African National Blood Service info sessions, I'm now joined by Dr. Tabiso Rapodile, SANBS lead consultant for training, education and advisory services. Doc, wonderful of you to join us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Casey.
I do believe SANBS have changed some of the criteria for donating blood, specifically referring to the iron levels. Can you briefly explain what was changed?
Okay, Casey. Yes, we have changed some of our criteria. It's mainly the HB cutoff for female donors. We've managed to decrease it from 12.5 grams per deciliter to 12.0 grams per deciliter. And for male donors, we've increased that from 12.5 to 13.0 grams per deciliter.
Why the change?
Okay, the main change, you know how much we care for our donors.
Oh, yeah.
So we're always constantly doing research. We're taking blood and we're seeing that we needed to align with other international blood transfusion services, as well as protecting our donors so that we do not deplete their iron stores, especially for the male donors. That's why there was that increase. As for the females, we had to keep it at least within the allowed range because we realized that the 12.5 was actually too high for females, especially Southern African females.
What does this mean for the entire, you know, blood donor donors who struggle with the high blood pressure? What are the other donation options?
Okay, actually that is the hemoglobin levels. That basically tells us whether your iron levels are okay. We do ferritin testing. So what we do as SNBS, most people just know that we offer whole blood donation, whereas there are other types of donations that we offer, like source plasma and apheresis. So for those donors that are struggling with their hemoglobin levels that are usually low, we usually say rather come in and donate source plasma, where you can come in every 2 weeks. Why? Because there's less chance of them losing that iron, because what we do is we connect them to a machine that then takes the plasma and returns the red cells back to them, so they don't end up with any iron deficiency really. Our main challenge is to convert more of group A and AB donors to consider this apheresis platelet donation or even plasma donation. And why is that? Because with our AB source plasma donors, those are universal donors, which means we can actually give their plasma to any donor regardless of their blood group. So it's
quite interesting. And there's still a call for blood type O donors to come forward in their numbers to donate blood as well.
Yes, please. Even the whole blood donors, please, you're still saving lives. Remember, with blood donation, you can save up to 3 lives because we divide that unit into red cells, platelets, as well as plasma. So 3 lives could be saved.
Excellent. Doc, where can one find, where to donate these blood products? Where can we find more info and venues, etc.?
Oh, we've got a beautiful website, sanbus.org.za. You can find clinic near you, or you can call our toll-free number on 0800 119031.
Perfect. Alcoa Country, if you'd love to donate blood and need to know more, go to sanbs.org.za or simply call 0800 119031. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the Lunch Show this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure once again.
Thank you very much for having me, Casey. Have a lovely day, Feather.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.